I just had a fortuitous chance encounter. I just got lost and saw a Red Cross van pulling in what seemed to be a local kind of centre. And I'm now late for my appointment, but I had to stop and have a chat with them. Unfortunately, they wouldn't go on the record and talk about what they've had to do through the night in detail. But they did tell me that lack of communication is a huge problem between Austria and Slovenia, and that there's not enough volunteers. There just really isn't enough people to help. And that the bosses of the Red Cross think that because there's so many volunteers, everything's fine and dandy, but these people are pulling 12-hour shifts. Some of them have got their existing studies or work. They got some decent looking gear, a brand new van I just saw, and they just looked tired and said to me that, and I quote, "There is no European Union anymore." One of the people was defending Hungary, saying that, you know, if they get 6,000 euros per refugee in Austria, they're only getting 600 in Hungary. They just can't deal with the numbers and they can't afford what's going on, so they're being taken to the border. And I said, what happened to the large number of refugees that were heading towards Graz last night? And a lot of them were giving transport, they said, and some of them have come to the camp here, and it sounds like the majority have been taken to the border of Germany. I said, really? And I was told that that's where they asked to go. They want to go. And so they're taking them there. So once again, we see how the conveyor belt of assistance, in inverted commas, is just moving migrants and refugees out of the way, like sweeping them under a rug from one place to the next, one place to the next, until, who knows, maybe they do find something, someone. They've heard about Germany. They know that there are, for example, large Syrian communities in Germany. It doesn't mean they couldn't have a decent life given to them here. I guess it's all too easy to give them what they want when you don't want them. Fascinating conversation. They told me some other things I can't really share because I was told not to, and they are just doing a great job. And I can see now that if people really do want to help in this particular area, volunteering for the Red Cross is not a bad idea. But it might be that you get wrapped up in the bureaucracy and you just end up becoming effectively a caring bus driver, taking the refugees and putting them somewhere out of sight, out of mind.